Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called How Do I Fix Incorrect or Duplicate Business Listings? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery in a mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Ever searched your business online only to see the wrong address, the wrong phone number, or even multiple listings that all point to you? Maybe it's an old location, a phone number from 4 years ago, or even a duplicate listing floating around. This isn't just annoying. It's killing your reputation, confusing customers, and costing you business. So today, let's break down how you fix these listing issues fast so customers can find and trust your business. Let's start with why this matters. Inaccurate or duplicate business listings are a credibility nightmare. If someone's looking for your local service and half the listings out there have the wrong info, they start to wonder, is this business even legit? On top of that, search engines like Google use the consistency of your business name, address, and phone number, Gus, what we call NAP, to decide how trustworthy you are. If there's conflicting info, you're sabotaging your own rankings. Bottom line, consistency builds trust with both customers and Google. Mess it up and you shoot yourself in the foot. Now, how do these incorrect listings happen in the first place? Often, it's not even your fault. Listings get created automatically all over the web by data aggregators, by old directories, or even by customers just trying to help. If you've moved locations, changed your number, acquired another business, or even just tweaked your branding, there's a good chance duplicates start to pop up. Plus, if you haven't claimed your business listings or left them unmonitored, they can take on a life of their own. It just got cute and errors spread quickly. Here's the no BS fix. Let's get your listings cleaned up fast. First, search for your business on platforms like Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, and the major industry directories. Claim and verify every listing you can get control of. If you see a listing you don't own, use that platform's report a problem or suggest an edit function. Almost every major site has one. Request edits for wrong info and flag duplicate listings for removal. Don't overthink it. Just start with the big platforms, then work your way down. Here's your action step. Take 5 minutes today, right after this podcast, to Google your business name and make note of any incorrect or duplicate listings. Make yourself a quick checklist. Start with Google and Yelp. Those are highest visibility. Claim and fix what you can right now. The rest, set a reminder to handle over the next week. Remember, a small investment of time cleaning up your business listings pays off by improving your credibility, rankings, and most of all, your bottom line. And make it a habit. Check your listings every few months. If you don't manage your online presence, mistakes will creep back in. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.